2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
After our special report marking 25 years since the first Airbus A320 was handed over to launch customer Air France, the Image of the Day blog ran a shot of that very aircraft, FGFKA, at Dusseldorf, after maiden revenue service from Paris, on April 18, 1988. The moment was captured by our own Peter Weber of Flight Global's data team. Ari Agosi wrote on his Aerial View blog about the fatal crash of an Israeli Bell AH-1 Cobra. The investigation started minutes after the debris of the Cobra and the bodies of its two pilots were found early on Tuesday, March 12th, he wrote. The probe will probably find the exact reason for the sudden malfunction that left no time for the two very experienced reserve pilots to send a distress signal. The age of the Cobra, which has been flying in the Israeli Air Force since the mid-1970s, has to be a consideration. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Boeing has agreed to demands by operating leaser Air Lease to slightly increase the range, thrust requirement, and gross weight of the nascent 787-10X. It's in the works, says ALC Chief Executive Stephen Udvar-Hazy on the sidelines of the International Society of Transport Aircraft Trading Conference. Previously, Boeing had advertised the range for the double-stretch variant as between 6,700 nautical miles and 7,000 nautical miles, but that fell short of Udvar-Hazy's expectation for the aircraft. In November, he told a teleconference of market analysts that he wanted Boeing to increase the range to at least 7,100 nautical miles. 4 months later, 787-10X engine providers General Electric and Rolls-Royce have confirmed they can both meet the higher thrust requirements for the 7,100 nautical mile range level, Udvar-Hazy says. Malaysia Airlines is set to take Airbus A380 deliveries into three figures, nearly 5.5 years since the first airframe was handed over to Singapore Airlines. Video images of the aircraft undertaking taxiing and flight tests has emerged, showing the aircraft sporting a 100th A380 marker on its forward fuselage, beneath the carrier's titles. Malaysia Airlines ordered 6 of the type, and 5 have already been delivered. It's one of 2 carriers, China Southern Airlines being the other, to have received an A380 over the first 2 months of 2013. Irish budget carrier Ryanair is not commenting on a report that it is set to announce a long-awaited order for up to 200 Boeing 737s on March 17th. The report, carried by the Irish Independent, does not cite sources, but it suggests the order will be confirmed by U.S. President Barack Obama and Prime Minister Enda Kenny at the White House on St. Patrick's Day. A spokeswoman for the airline says it does not comment on rumor or speculation. If confirmed, it would bring an end to Ryanair's lengthy quest for new aircraft. The airline, which has built much of its growth over the last decade on its huge deal with Boeing for 737-800s in 2005, first began talking about a big aircraft order in 2008. EADS has all but dismissed the possibility of the developmental Airbus A350 twinjet making an appearance at the Paris Air Show in June, and stressed that the type is on track to perform its maiden flight later this summer. Airbus had previously said the first flight would simply be in mid-2013, raising speculation that it could fly ahead of the Paris event. "Paris is nice," says EADS Chief Executive Tom Enders during a New York media briefing, "but it is more important that the aircraft is in its maturity to make its first flight." It is 25 years since Airbus delivered the first A320 to launch customer Air France. In a special report on the best-selling narrowbody that broke Boeing's dominance, we look at the history of the jet family and its ongoing process of renewal, and hear from Airbus Commercial Chief John Leahy about the challenges in finding customers at a time when the single aisle was seen as a European social program, with an ambitious sales target of 500. Plus, we report on the expansion of production into North America, track lease rate trends versus those of rival 737s, and raid our archives to bring you the verdict of our test pilot, delivered when he flew the A320 in 1987.